We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I thought in Seattle's case, they didn't get to the right offensive game plan until it was too late, until they were chasing too many points. And we saw that in the second half. Get Russell Wilson out.
Oh, God.
And you see the brilliance of him.
He's phenomenal.
Whether it's throwing on the run, whether
running,
it's making a big play with his legs.
How many big runs did he have in his game?
He was great. And the problem was Seattle's margin for error in the second half was nailed. Because we saw the one possession where they didn't put it in the end zone. Where they had I don't think it was a three and out, but it was quick. Preston Smith had the big sack on third down.
Yep.
That was enough because Aaron Rodgers was able to make two monumental plays with his arm.
The story of this game is that, to me anyway, was that Seattle's defense couldn't get off the field on third down.
Oh.
They killed the Packers killed them on third down the whole game. I think they went 9-for-13, including, obviously, the two huge third downs that sealed the win at the end of the game.
Oh, no doubt. And in the second to last one, the one that didn't quite seal the game, it was a great play by Devontae Adams.
Well, who had a monster game. I mean, they couldn't cover Devontae Adams the whole game.
And what was disappointing was, and there was one call earlier in the game we'll get to, but the last play, Jimmy Graham looked short of the first down.
He looked short of the first down. Right.
Would I say it was this egregious, horrific call? No, I don't think it was obvious.
Right.
I think it was obviously going to take a lot to overturn.
I think they would have went for it, too. I think they would have went for it to try to put the game away.
I think they would have as well, and I think they would have succeeded in it.
Probably.
And probably won the game right then and there. But nevertheless, we never got that opportunity because they ruled Jimmy Graham for a first down. But my gut feeling on it, watching it live and then watching the replays, was that he was short. That's what I thought. And I thought the other play earlier in the game was the Hollister fumble that they ruled down by contact. It was on the first drive of the game for Seattle.
Yep.
And they upheld it and said it was a fumble, but there was no clear recovery.
Because there really wasn't a clear recovery.
I thought there was.
Did you?
I did. I thought it was recovered by Green Bay.
Yeah, I don't know. It was very tight. That was a very close call. I mean, I did think it was a fumble.
Well,
I'll say that.
You know what it was?
I think the ball was out.
No, and they agreed. Like, they clarified on the replay, it's a fumble, but there's no clear recovery. We'll keep the ball with Seattle. And it turned out not to matter. Seattle punted, Green Bay punted. There was a lot of, you know, just quick drives early in this game. I thought both of those calls were close. My gut told me the opposite, but they weren't egregious, either of them.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Not either one. I can't say the officials really were any kind of a negative factor really in any of the games so far in the playoffs. So.
No, for the most part.
I can't say that. And I'd be the first to be screaming about it.
Yeah, I don't think they called that many things. I think that's what helped.
No.
I mean, we didn't have a lot of over-penalized, over-officiated games. I think that was one of the big help.
Yep.
But that was, I thought, in a losing effort, a brilliant performance by Russell Wilson.
He's unbelievable. He's just, I mean, they basically scored every time they had the ball. I mean, three straight times they had the ball. And you really kind of felt that if they got the ball back, they were going to find a way to win the game.
Felt that way.
I really did.
The only thing that was unfortunate is that when they made that stop and got the football back with 5 minutes to go, he wasn't able to march down the field.
That's true. He wasn't.
That was a problem. They put themselves in a spot where they needed to be flawless. And on that last drive of the fourth quarter for Seattle, they weren't flawless.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought Green Bay was getting good pressure, and a lot of times they were just unable to get to Russell Wilson. Sometimes they did. Sometimes they actually made big plays.
So he got it. He escaped a few times that were just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, just ridiculous. And they didn't get the two-point conversion, which was big. It also cost us the cover. But
yes, that's true.
And definitely did that. And that was a huge play. The guy, the defensive back, came off the edge and sacked him on that play.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big play in the game because now you only need a field goal anyway.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And then they were moving the football at the end of the first half, and they came up short, even getting a field goal attempt Russell Wilson
threw the ball into the end zone.
Yeah. It's just, this was one of those games where I think you walk away from it thinking both quarterbacks are brilliant. Obviously, we know that.
Famous, yeah.
But wow, what a performance by Russell Wilson, especially because even though Lynch got in the end zone a couple of times, they lost one of their strengths. They ran the football so well all year, they lost their running backs.
The running game was him. I mean, Wilson was the running game.
He was.
I mean, I know, like you said, Marshawn scored a couple, in close touchdowns, But he was no factor.
Right. They weren't.
He was not a factor at
they
all.
They weren't consistently moving the football
and
on the ground.
And Metcalf wasn't a big factor. Now, Lockett had
no.
a big game.
Yep.
But DK Metcalf did not do a lot. He had a couple catches. He didn't do much in his game.
Yep. And one thing that really helped them get back in the game, and you can count the last drive of the first half, but not really. If you look at the second half, they ran like 33 of 40 plays. They were on the football field constantly.
Yeah.
And I thought that wore down the Green Bay defense a little bit. I mean, it can't help when you're on the field.
Chasing this guy around has got to wear you down.
Oh, absolutely.
And chasing Russell Wilson around, you know, around the place, is, I mean, at some point, it's going to take a toll on you.
And I think it eventually did.
Yeah.
On the other side, I mean, the San Francisco 49ers, to a degree, did it in that old school way.
Yeah, they did.
We're going to run the football. We're going to stop the run because Dalvin Cook did nothing in
and
this
that
game.
Was it. To me, that was it. And they ran the ball down their throat, and they couldn't run the ball. They won the game at the line. They pretty much did to Minnesota, although more dominant, to what Minnesota did to New Orleans. They won the game at the line of scrimmage is what they did.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, this Kendrick Bourne was something else, man. The guy makes these brilliant plays and had like three drops in the game as well.
Yeah.
He was such a mixed bag of things. But overall, I mean, San Francisco did what they were able to do so well all season long.
I thought it was huge that the Vikings didn't get that touchdown before halftime. They get that they get that interception to Garoppolo, who was a Kendricks, the linebacker, gets that interception. And they couldn't put it in the end zone there. I thought that was big. I don't know if they would have won anyway, but I thought that was big that they didn't tie the score there.
No, you're right. You're right. They got a big sack from D Ford on that drive as well.
Yep. He wasn't offside.
And the other thing they did that was significant is they pulled their corner after one drive, this Witherspoon who got burned on that touchdown.
They did pull him out. Yep.
And they went to Mosley, and you saw a difference. So right out of the gate, they made that quick change, and the adjustment obviously worked. But like you said, they stopped the run. And they forced Kirk Cousins to have to make big plays against them.
Yep.
And when Kirk Cousins was out of the play-action pass, how many times did they have pressure in the backfield? Yeah. They were getting constant pressure on
Cousins.
Constant
pressure. They only had six first downs in the whole game. Richard Sherman, who, by the way, is a Hall of Famer, by the way, makes another big interception in the game. He had, he did what he does. The Niners are, I've been kind of questionable about the Niners. The Niners are pretty damn good.
Yeah, and my gut says they're going to win this weekend.
I would agree with you.
That they're actually going to get to the Super Bowl.
I think they are. I would have to agree.
I agree. It took me a long time to buy in. I'm sure a lot of 49er fans bought in away. They are so good, and they can physically dominate you at the line of scrimmage, which is huge.
Yep.
And they can get after the quarterback. Yep. I mean, that's what they did so well against Kirk Cousins. I think they sacked him six times, but there was a lot of pressure
him. Nick Bosa had a big game. He was all over the place.
And they also showed you a little difference than Tennessee. They can run the football, but you don't know week to week who it's going to be.
Yeah, they got three or four guys.
Yeah, did we know Tevin Coleman was going to be the guy? Because lately, Mostert had been the guy on the ground.
Right, over 100 yards in
the
game.
Yeah, and they ran the football a ton of times. Real good victory for San Francisco as they advance to the NFC Championship game. And it's another year of Minnesota falling short.
Yep.
Which they've done a lot over the last couple of years.
Yeah, Minnesota.
Sometimes in more heartbreaking fashion. But
they were kind of fortunate 2 years ago to be where they were, with the Stephon Diggs play.
They did, but you know what? I think there was a belief because they won the football game the way they did that this was their year, this was the season they were going to break.
Well, they were impressive against New Orleans, but they didn't win a division. They couldn't beat the Packers. You know, let's go right to that.
Yep.
I mean, if we want to go back to the regular season, they couldn't beat Green Bay. And Green Bay very quietly has gone 14-3 now, and there they are playing for the title again.
Yep, and we got 2 7-point spreads to start off of the NFC Championship game with San Francisco and then Kansas City, both favored by 7. I'm sure that number is going to move. Like, I think the money will move a little bit towards Green Bay. I think that will. If I had to guess, I mean, I'm no expert on this, but if I had to guess,
people
I think
buying the Titans. You think people are buying the Titans or not?
I don't know. I mean, as impressive as they've been, I still think that the sex appeal of that Chief offense and Patrick Mahomes and the fact that it's in their building and this is the year for Andy Reid, even though Andy Reid's gotten to a Super Bowl. Let's not forget this.
Yeah, but he's got
to
win.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, he has the most playoff appearances as a head coach without a win. He's coached 27 playoff games, the most of anybody who has not won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It really is crazy.
I thought this was a really cool stat that they flashed about Garoppolo, which I was not even that familiar with. Because one thing about Jimmy Garoppolo is he's won a lot of games, obviously.
Oh, God.
His stats after he throws an interception.
I know, I saw that.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
That's a testament to him that even after throwing an interception, it's like he gets better. It's like he plays his best football. I thought that was a very interesting stat when Fox flashed that for Jimmy.
Yeah. Well, he may be on his way to the Super Bowl. How about that? I mean, I think there's a good chance.
We'll see if Bill lives to regret that decision. Yeah. But I guess he really didn't have a choice in the matter.
Bill had no shot. Bill had no chance. Bill wanted him. If it was up to Bill, I think he would have let Brady go and kept Garoppolo.
Well, remember, the joke was John Lynch asked about Tom Brady before he asked about Jimmy Garoppolo. So he could have made the trade.
Yeah, I think Bill didn't want to lose him. I think that's pretty he wishes he had him now. I can tell you that.
Wow.
You know, Bill wishes he had him now. But I just wonder. Look, I'm rooting for Tennessee, no doubt, because I like the way they play. They do remind me of the Jets with the back-to-back championship games in a lot of ways, even though they got the monster running back. The Jets had a couple different guys. But you just wonder, how many times can you go to the well? You know, you go into New England, you beat them. Mm. You go into Baltimore, you beat them.
Yeah.
Can they go into Kansas City and do this? I don't know.
Now, my first reaction is no, but right. I also didn't think they would accomplish the last two things they've accomplished.
Well, I didn't think that they would shut down. I wasn't that surprised about the Patriots. I didn't think they'd come into Baltimore and just shut them down.
No, that was stunning.
And just whack them the way they did.
No,
they whacked them.
You're right. They were clearly the better team.
No doubt about it.
Which is amazing to say because over 16 games, they weren't.
Now, Mark Ingram's injury, I think, hurt him a little bit.
A little bit, but I don't even know if that would have made a difference.
Yeah, probably not. Not the way the game played out, but they whacked them. I mean, there's no other way to say it. And like I said, John Harbaugh, I love him. I wish he coached my team. His team wasn't ready to play football. I think they were a little overconfident, and they paid the price.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.